Certainly does, Mark, yeah. Big game for Donegal followers all the way down to scenic Killarney for the weekend. It's an unusual, novel pairing, I'd say, you have to say. So, yeah, we're all looking forward to go down to that. And, of course, there's other games too. There's a, you know, Roscommon Tyrone promised to be a clinker, and then you've Galway Kildare, Cork Mead. So exciting games ahead, exciting weekend ahead, Mark.
For sure. We'll touch on all those games you mentioned in just a second. But we'll start with the big one, Kerry against Donegal. And certainly one to look forward to, Brendan.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, listen, they've been two of the top ranked teams in the country over the last 12, 18 months. So they have. And, you know, rightly so. You go back to last year's All-Ireland final. Donegal were reeling after that. So they were, you know, didn't really perform on the day. And, you know, it was disappointment around the county. And we went on then through a league campaign that was very successful in general, so it was, and huge performance then in the league final against Kerry, and, you know, came out on top by, I think it was 13 points in the end. So it's, you know, it's a huge game for both counties. Kerry, of course, coming on the back of winning their Munster Championship against Cork a couple of weeks ago. Donegal somewhat still reeling from a disappointing defeat out in O'Donnell Park against Down, and hugely surprising defeat. Not many people saw that coming. So going to be an interesting game. So there's a huge amount at stake. And when these two teams go at it, it's normally fire.
They're no strangers to each other, as you mentioned. This will actually be, what, the fourth time now in 12 months that the sides will have met. There'll be no secrets come Saturday afternoon, and the two teams will know full well what the other are trying to do.
They will indeed, Mark. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of familiarity there, so because they have met already. This is their third time meeting this season, so they have. And, of course, last year you go back to the All-Ireland final. But, you know, there is a lot of familiarity there with each other. So there is, I suppose, the one question is player availability for this weekend. There's a uncertainty on both camps in that respect. Kerry, you know, seem to have a few injury issues, as Donegal, word coming out of Donegal camp maybe that they have a few issues too. So we won't know, I suppose, until maybe 5-3 on Saturday what the eventual lineups will be, and I think that could have a big bearing on the game. But yeah, both teams know each other really, really well, so they do. And you have two very adept managements, you know, in charge of both teams that will have studied the opposition in great detail. So promised to be an intriguing encounter, Mark. Really looking forward to it. You know, it's really hard to know which way it's going to go. And I suppose that factor that I mentioned already of player availability is going to have a huge bearing.
And it'll be very interesting to see how Donegal bounce back from that shock defeat in Letterkenny. We were there that day, things seemed a wee bit flat. Obviously going out of Ulster was a real blow, but do you think in the past few weeks Jim McGuinness and the management team will be using the break to try to use it as an advantage heading into the All-Ireland series, that they've had a few weeks of real work on the training pitch to get ready for whatever's next?
Oh, I think, yeah, I think they'd have to avail of that. You know, it wasn't in the script, I'd say, for the year, Mark, from the point of view. We know that Jim is, you know, very keen on Ulster titles, and you know, it was a disappointing performance, as you mentioned, out in the park that day. They just never seemed to get to the pitch of the game. And I think you have to give Down huge credit for that. They came with their homework done and basically outplayed Donegal on the day. But I think Donegal will have learned a lot from it. And, you know, the fact that they had, I think it's 5 weeks since that game to get ready for this, 3 weeks they kind of knew that it was going to be Kerry down in Killarney. So they will have a big focus on that and probably took a few days off maybe to recuperate after the Ulster Championship exit. But, you know, the few weeks that they would have had to work is something they wouldn't have got if they were still in an Ulster Championship. And it's something that has been discussed, you know, down through the years about how the run in an Ulster Championship and how difficult Ulster is to come out of, how it affects, you know, latter stages of the All-Ireland Championship. So it's going to be interesting to see how that transpires and, you know, what plans they've put in place and what work they've got done over the last few weeks. And of course, you know, you had a couple of players just coming back in. You know, Kieran Moore, Shane O'Donnell wouldn't have had a lot of game time going into that Down Ulster Championship clash, and they'll have a bit more work done on their legs and on fitness and that coming back. So that's a positive, and, you know, you're just hoping that everything is good there, so you are.
That's from a Donegal point of view. With regards to Kerry, Munster champions, they pretty much swept Cork aside a couple of weeks ago. They just upped the levels when they needed to. Can we read anything into what happened in the National League final in Croke Park, or is this now a Kerry team that will inevitably come into their own at this time of the year?
Oh, yeah, listen, you can read an awful lot into it. You can read that, you know, Donegal, you know, changed up a fair bit from the All-Ireland final last year from the point of view, you know, if you go back to last year's All-Ireland final, they struggled on kickouts. I think they won 7 or 8 of Kerry's 15 kickouts in the first half of the National League final, so they dominated that area. So they did in the All-Ireland final. I think Kerry kicked 5 pointers to Donegal's 1 2-pointer, whereas that nearly reversed roles. It was 4-1, I think, in the National League final. Things like that will certainly have a big bearing on it. And I'm sure, you know, Kerry will have learned a lot in that respect too from the league final following on from that, and they'll be ready to go at this hammer and tongs, so they will on Saturday. You know, Donegal were very effective throughout the league. They had a 5-man wall around the middle of the park with Keelan McGonigal, Hughie McFadden, Michael Murphy, Michael Langan and Jason McGee. So the availability and fitness of the 5 of them or 3 or 4 of them is obviously going to be crucial. So it is, because we've seen how important kickouts are, you know, and the possession from kickouts, both on your own kickout and opposition kickouts. And, you know, it's an area that Donegal really looked good on this year. So they did, until Owen Murdoch dominated them really out in the park that day. So I'm sure that's something that, you know, will be hugely from both camps, you know, that they'll be concentrating on from both camps. Along with that too, you know, if you go back to the All-Ireland final last year, Paddy Clifford was afforded an awful lot of room, so he was around and pulled the strings for Kerry. Obviously he wasn't playing in the league final, but Donegal seemed to go, you know, push out more on them, put more pressure on them in them areas and force turnovers and got a couple of goals from turnovers, even though Michael Murphy's turnover was higher up the field. You know, they seemed to be more at it. But Kerry would, you know, I suppose your concern from that, Mark, would be that Kerry will have learned an awful lot from that too, from the league final. And they, you know, having played Donegal twice already this year and suffered 2 defeats from them, you know, they're a proud footballing county. They're going to come with everything on Saturday. So they are in their home backyard. They're a partisan crowd. They're going to really come at Donegal, you would fear. So I expect Donegal to be right at the pitch of the game too. And, you know, it's just going to be leather and thongs. So it is, you know.
Yeah, it should be a good one. With these two meeting at this stage, you touched on it earlier that they're, you know, the general consensus, the two best teams in the country. Obviously, Donegal had their blip, but I mean, one swallow doesn't make a summer, and Donegal are still up there with the best teams. A defeat either way means there'll be another chance no matter what, in the way the format is. Is this draw, Kerry and Donegal in the first round, is that actually worse for the other teams in the championship? Because a defeat in round one will mean that you might either run into Donegal or Kerry in round two. And I don't think any team would fancy a must win in round two against either Donegal or Kerry.
Yeah, but I don't think other teams will be looking at that stage. I think they'll be focusing on the games that they have at the present. Likewise with Donegal and Kerry, it'll be just total focus on this weekend. And as you say then, Mark, you don't know what's going to transpire out of that, what the draw is going to throw up. It could throw up some really crucial clashes, so it does. And, you know, the loser on Saturday only has one chance left after that. So yeah, if you're drawn away from home against an Armagh or, you know, Tyrone or something like that, you're going to have another huge clash. So you are. So both teams won't look beyond Saturday, I'm sure of that. Both teams will want to win that game on Saturday. From the point of view, it'll shorten the route to the latter stages of the All-Ireland Championship. So it's massive.
So if you were to call it, Kerry are officially slight favourites, what kind of game do you think it'll be, and can Donegal come out on top?
Yeah, listen, and it comes back to, I think it really comes back to player availability. Both teams, as I said, you know, have injuries in that respect. You look at Kerry, Joe O'Connor has been missing, Paddy Clifford, their goalkeeper Shane Ryan hasn't played, Brian O'Baglough, Tom Sullivan, brilliant cornerback, you know, fantastic footballer, hasn't been there, Paul Ganey hasn't played much. They've had players missing. Where they're at in the recovery will have a big impact on what Kerry team puts out in the field. Like guys at Donegal, you know, Michael Langan is such a crucial player to this Donegal team. And, you know, that was reflected against Down 2. They didn't really have a 2-point threat until later on in the game. I think Jason and Pather kicked a couple, but it was very late in the game, so it was. And Donegal were very reliant on their inside forward line against Down for scores. Michael Murphy, Oisin Gallen, Conor O'Donnell were the only kind of players that scored. And if you go back through the league, Mark, you had 10 or 12, you were looking at the score sheet every day and you had 10 or 12 different Donegal scores. So Donegal will be looking to get a better return across the field, as they have been doing throughout the league. Really hard one to call, so it is. If Donegal's big 5 are available, or even 4 of that 5 are available, I give them a really, really good chance. If there's a problem with maybe a couple of them players, I would be concerned.
Good stuff. Well, you'll be a part of our commentary team on Saturday afternoon along with Brendan Devaney and Oisin Kelly. Also on Saturday, Cork play Meath and it is Galway up against Kildare. Can you pick the bones out of those games for us, Brendan? Who do you fancy to maybe go into round two with a win under their belts from those two games?
Yeah, you look at the Cork Meath, you know, huge traditional rivalry there going back to the late 80s. Was a lot of them games, you know, huge clashes back in them days. Meath travelling down to Cork would be hugely disappointed with their Leinster Championship performance. You know, they just never got to the pitch of the game. And it's an opportunity for them, after getting to an All-Ireland semi-final last year and performing really well, to get there, going down to Cork, team that just didn't, you know, really perform. They played in bits, so they did against Kerry in the Munster final, but never really, you know, showed enough, so they didn't. And I feel that Meath will maybe just have a bit too much for Cork in Cork.
And on Sunday, Tyrone are away to Connacht champions Roscommon. With the current lie of land, that's a really, really tough game for Tyrone.
Yeah, that's a massive, massive game. So it is, you know, Roscommon are on such a high and played such brilliant football. They discounted for Mayo handsomely in a Connacht semi-final, absolutely beat them out the gate. And then, you know, a real test in the Hyde a couple of weeks ago against Galway. Answered all the questions, you know, with 10 minutes to go, it looked like only one winner, Galway leading by 6 points on the front foot. But Roscommon showed huge character, and there's a huge buzz around Roscommon now at the minute. And if they can replicate that form, if they can repeat that form again, so they can, it's going to be a huge test for Tyrone. So it is Tyrone for them, for their own part, you know, they've been out of action, I think, for 5 or 6 weeks. So they have at this stage, so they have since they went out of the Ulster Championship to Armagh. So, you know, where they're at, they played okay in spots against Armagh. That, you know, Kilpatrick was huge in the middle of the field. They've such talent. You see the under 20 players that they're bringing through in another under 20 and All Ireland final. But going down to Roscommon, where the crowd is going to pack the place out, so it is, and Roscommon are going to have huge support. Based on the what you knows, Roscommon would have to be going into that game as favourite. It's going to take a huge Tyrone performance to come away with anything. But we know Tyrone have the quality of footballer to do it. Have Roscommon got the consistency, I suppose, to maybe be able to put a few of these brilliant performances back to back is the big question mark.
That's the one. Finally, Brendan, when I have you here, what did you make of last weekend's Ulster final? Armagh got the job done eventually after extra time. Deserved winners of the provincial championship in the end up?
Yeah, I think, you know, you couldn't begrudge Armagh that. You know, Monaghan put in a huge, huge effort coming back from the dead, basically, and to nearly sneak it in full time. But like, Armagh have been there about so often over the last number of years, and you know, you couldn't begrudge them their victory in Ulster. It was thoroughly deserved. They just had too much legs. You know, I think Monaghan expended so much energy clawing back the deficit that was there to get back on level terms and force it to extra time, that they just didn't have anything left in their legs for that extra time. And Armagh just had too much class and too much in the legs in extra time, and deservedly came away with an Ulster Championship to add to their All-Ireland from a couple of years ago. And they're going to be a big factor in where Sam Maguire ends up, you'd think, this year too.
I was going to say that just finally. McGeaney, he's a laid-back character, isn't he? He didn't get too excited about the Ulster one. He's cool as a breeze. What chances would you give Armagh of going deep into this All-Ireland series, their first games against Derry next weekend?
Oh, I think they're right up there, you know, Mark, based on what you've seen and what we've seen of them over the last number of years. They won't have been totally enamoured with their performance, all their performance last week, but that gives them a lot to work on, so it does. And, you know, Derry disappointingly went out of the Ulster Championship. What have they? Have they got a big kick left in them? But they have to travel up to the Athletic Grounds, and, you know, it's a huge, tough and a huge task and assignment for them to do that, so it is. So you would think Armagh just are in a good place at the moment. Their bench looks really strong. They just look to be, you know, they can replace players if players get injured or if they're not playing well. They have them options off the bench, so they have, and they look to be going really well at the moment. And I think they're going to have a huge say in the destination of Sam Maguire come later on in the year.
Brendan Kilcoyne, thanks very much for popping up to speak to us on The Score this evening. Enjoy the game of the weekend. We'll be hearing from you over the weekend anyway, okay?
Thanks, Mark.